Gonna grab some afternoon delight. Does not seem like it would be that dirty. Michael Bluth, CEO and President of the Bluth Company. You don't have to waste all afternoon with me just because I'm being a lazy bones. All we've done since we woke up is make love and talk about Dogecoin. I mean, at the very least, you should have gotten up and done something. No, I'm just joking. Don't leave me. No. I feel so warm and relaxed and satisfied laying here. You know, I wish, well, forget about it. You wouldn't understand. No, it's silly. Okay, it's just, I just had this realization that you'll never feel the way I do right now. As the person making the cum, you'll never really understand. And really, it's kind of sad in truth. I mean, I feel so full. Think about it. Even hours after you've come in me, I can still feel it in me and imagine my body's absorbing it and taking in the hormones that elevate my mood and making a small part of you into a part of me. If I leave the house, it's still, you're still with me. And at work, I can press my thighs together and wear a secret little smile that no one else understands. Well, I guess some of the women in the office might understand. Your semen? It's, this is gonna sound a bit silly, but it's your essence, in a way. It's the masculine force that keeps all of humanity going, and I get to hold it. No, baby, that's totally different. That's just my lubrication. It's not infused with the potential for life. I mean, does my pussy juice satiate you? Do you feel its weight and its liquid heat just resting in your womb like a hot milkshake? I thought not. You've probably never even really thought about it, have you? Do you think stroking your cock with my little hand that covers, at most, what, half of the surface area? Do you think that compares to the feeling I get from my pussy fully molding around your fingers? Men just, they naturally want, I think they naturally need to fill their lover with their cock, their finger, their tongue, in every way. If I had the will, I could please this cock in my hand. I mean, fully. Tease and edge it over and over until you're hurting and begging, and then I could really get to work on your balls and your frenulum and ass. But I'm too greedy and impatient to get that amazing dick inside of me. I try to focus on pleasing you at first, but eventually it's all just about my pleasure, about how good it feels, how it's filling up my mouth, and your desires just kind of start to fade from my consciousness. I think, naively, you thought I was giving you so much of myself to satisfy you. Oh, silly. Observe. If I just give it a little lick, it just sets my pussy on fire. And a sock. I'm already forgetting there's a person attached to it. All that exists to me is how it tastes. How powerful it is. How mind-blowing it feels in my mouth. I really shouldn't be spilling all these esoteric secrets of the feminine to you, but you're so hard. The blood isn't even really going to your brain. You probably won't even remember much of what I have to say anyway. Oh, yes. Oh, the way you're biting my ear. I just can't get enough of your rough hands and your masculine energy and deep growls. Oh, fuck. I couldn't possibly compete with the sheer physical power you have over me. Oh, even if you wanted to hurt me. That's not problematic. Besides, if it really concerns you, then how about you show me how unthreatening you can be, and you can attend to my needs like a good boy. For example, more attention to my clit. Better. Can't you see? Even with something as innocent as a kiss, it always ends up with me greedily trying to drink the most of you in that I can. To get as much of your taste and even your fucking breath inside of me. And the sweat from a whole day of fucking is all over me. It's like there isn't a square inch of me, inside or out, that isn't smothered with your scent and with your essence. No, no need to go slow. I'm all looped up and I'm open. Fuck me. Yeah. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, to feel your hard cock sliding inside of me. Oh. Oh, I can't for a second believe it's anywhere near us. Oh, fuck, it's divine of an experience for you. Oh, fuck. You still think I'm talking shit? Oh, fuck me. Oh, fuck. You're gonna make me play my fucking trump card? Oh, hard like that. Yeah. Yes. Oh, fuck, yeah. Oh. Oh, fuck, yes. Slow it down. Oh, fuck. One day, oh, your baby will grow in me. Maybe they already are. I've heard other women say, oh, fuck, it fills them in ways that they didn't even know they were empty. Physically, spiritually, emotionally. Oh, fuck, like that. I'm close. Oh, then I'll have the best part of you. All to myself. Every second of the day for 9 months. Oh, fuck, my tits will fill with milk. All the way to overflowing until they're sore. Until they're sore. Suck. Ah, yes. Suck them hard, just like that. Fuck, you call that a bite? Yes. Yeah. Yes, fuck me. don't. No, don't. Not my clit. Not anymore. Oh, you fucking bastard. I'm not letting you win this round. Oh, fuck my ear. That's fucking cheating. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Are you coming? Pussy clenching around you wasn't enough? Oh, you're on edge. I can see it. Yes. Don't. No, no, don't look away from me. Fucking thinking about basketball or whatever. Oh, fuck. Look me in the eyes. Oh, be with me in this moment. Oh, fuck. My face is so flushed for you. My pupils are so dilated. The sweat running down my chest, my face. Oh, you did that for making me come so hard. Almost. Oh, fucking imagine my belly growing and rubbing against yours more every day. Oh, my tits growing, my ass filling out. Breed me. I want it. Please. Shh. Yes. Yes! Fucking let into me! Don't hold it back! Fucking drain into me! Oh, fucking drain at the bottom of your... Fucking empty your balls into me, I fucking want it. Oh, fuck. Push it deep against my cervix. Oh, make sure your boys have a really good head start. Oh, good job. Oh, I'm just gonna use my hands to squeeze out the last drips. Oh, right onto my clit. Like a parting gift for me. From you. Oh, fuck. And don't forget about these wonderful balls. Running double shift just to keep up with me. But soon it's going to be all worth it when I swell up like a ripe melon. Well, if pregnancy talk is unfair, then so is nibbling on my ear. Oh, besides, I wouldn't have come first if I hadn't worked myself up so much with that amazingly inspired monologue. I did like 90% of the work. Well, I thought up most of it beforehand, but I mean, if I can make up shit like that on the fly, I could actually get published. Imagine it in like a YA romance about warrior gerbils. Yeah, these zoomers are fucking precocious. Seriously. I don't know. I guess. I don't know. I guess something romantic or erotic or just like. Like top 10 ways women enjoy sex more, clickbait articles or like whatever kind of writing would pay me, really. Speaking of which, we really should get out of bed. And by we, I mean you. No, I'm too sore from being fucked. No, don't make me get up. Oh, I love you too, baby. Well, put some ice on it or something. I need you back in rotation tonight. I don't want to waste any chances of missing this window. And then I'd have to spend the whole next month getting fucked silly, and that sounds horrible. Hi. So that was my rendition of Afternoon Delight by Bort Incognito. I think this is the second of Bort's scripts that I've worked on, and they're a lot of fun. I find this one's a little bit... romance isn't usually my bag, but it's kind of nice to dip into it now and then, because, you know... It's nice to be sweet, too, I suppose. I just want to thank them for letting me take a run at their script. And thank you, the listener, for listening all the way to the end. And I hope you enjoyed it. If you like what I'm doing, you should follow me on Reddit and check out my profile for more of my shit. I got other shit. Most of it's shit. But we're working on making it really good, so stick around and maybe it'll get really fucking good. Okay, I hope you're having a great day, and thank you so much. Okay, bye.